This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to a Christmas Eve edition of Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, and my co-host for this weekly segment is Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, and it's good to have you aboard, and I think we'll take some time this week to kind of reflect on what kind of year 2020 has been, particularly difficult in the arts and cultural realm, and certainly for the theater industry.
Well, and ho, 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 and Merry Christmas to everybody as the holidays on us. And hoping everyone has an opportunity to relax and reflect on the year that we've just been through and maybe think about a better time ahead. So
let me ask you this, you know, reflecting back to when Governor Gretchen Whitmer first ordered stay-at-home orders and shut down theaters and gyms and everything else, would you have imagined that 9 months later we'd be in the place we are today?
Well, of course, you know, you can't really predict the future, but I thought this was going to be a longer thing than I think other folks were, because I was seeing that it was going to be a disruption for a year or two, not a total disruption, and certainly the timeline that Dr. Fauci laid out, which was that there would be a vaccine available towards the end of the year, certainly, you know, gave hope and helped peg the timeline in terms of when we might be able to really, really return back to normal. But the COVID-19 dynamic a political dynamic certainly made it more difficult to deal with, and I think delayed our country's ability to really deal with it effectively. But it's just been terrible for everybody. You think about the first responder and the medical workers, and then all the businesses that are so tremendously dislocated, including ours. But you didn't think this year was going to turn out the way that it did, especially, you know, in January of 2020. And the way this year has gone has been something that we'll all remember for the rest of our lives and will be talked about as a point in history. But it has not been fun to live through at all.
That is most certainly true. And I want to, at some point before I let you go today, talk about the direct impacts on the Michigan and state theaters in Ann Arbor. But I do want to just talk about the film industry in general for a moment. The impact has been tremendous. It is changing everything.
Obviously, many theaters and the theaters in Michigan are closed down. Not all the theaters around the country are closed down, but almost all of them are operating with limited capacity.
Nobody's doing big business, for sure.
Nobody's doing big business. And, you know, the theatrical business has been shut down. The James Bond movie, the Wes Anderson movie that were supposed to be released this year have been postponed to next year. Things like Soul and Hamilton and Mulan, the live-action Mulan, Wonder Woman 1984 are being released on streaming sites. And those were big blockbuster kind of movies that were supposed to be released into theaters, not to say the dozens and dozens and hundreds of independent films that have appeared on various websites, including the Michigan Theater's website. There's been a lot of great movies. There's always a lot of great movies out there because there are so many movies that are made. So just as a matter of odds. But in terms of people patronizing them at theaters, it's been a very, very difficult kind of dynamic. Plus, when you're in the middle of a pandemic, you're not thinking as you might in a normal circumstance about stories, about, you know, going with a story dynamic, because you're so involved with the difficulties of the present time that to think about the future, which is what movies and novels and things are so good about, are something that people put off and don't, you know, participate in the way that they might in a normal time. I also think that this pandemic in general isn't going to change things in a fundamental way, but I do believe that it will hasten changes that were already in the environment. So, for example, equity, diversity, and inclusion has been something that's been talked about, you know, for
we've seen real movement on that front this year. Yeah.
And, you know, this year, a real point was put on that, a fine point was put on that reality. And it looks like some changes are going to be made. I think the same thing's true in technology. Changes that were already there and others, other pieces of social dynamics that were already there are just accelerated and move forward because of this disruption. And that's the good part of a disruption. The bad part of the disruption is the fact that, you know, our lives are upended.
Yeah.
The good part about it is that it does kind of free up individuals and societies to take some chances and you know, move in directions that they might have been hesitant to in a non-disrupted time.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, Russ Collins. Now, as we reflect on 2020, there has been a toll at the Michigan Theater in a couple of different ways, obviously financially and, of course, personally. We're talking about people. Even when we're talking about money, we're talking about people, livelihoods, jobs, function. And it has impacted the theater tremendously in 2020.
Yes, absolutely. Our budget went from what had been about a $6.5 million budget before COVID-19 hit to a budget. Now, this year, our fiscal year goes from October 1st to September 30th, so it's not quite the calendar year. So when I talk about the Michigan Theater year, it's that fiscal year. So our fiscal year ended 3 months ago, in a sense. But our budget went from $6.5 million to under $4 million, and in this particular year, the 2021 year, our budget's going to be more like $2 million. Now, last year, we had about a half a year of normal operation and then a half a year of virtually no operations at all. Now, the Michigan Theater is very lucky because the community support that had been there before has continued in terms of philanthropic support. And then the government grants and loans that were offered were also something that bolstered us in that last half of our fiscal year from March until September. So last year was not as financially tragic as it could have been without that government support and without the community generosity. This year is going to be more difficult because the first half of our fiscal year, that October through March time period, October of 2020 to March of 2021, is the biggest part of our year in terms of attendance and revenue. And that's not going to be normal at all. And it will be the last half of the fiscal year when it's not the most robust time of our business.
So we're talking fiscal years, but if you just look on a week-to-week basis, are you burning through the Michigan Theater reserves?
So we definitely are. We burn through about $10,000 a week. Again, we fortunately have more than that revenue come in to offset expenses, but the gap between our expenses and our revenues are about $10,000 a week, which, again, we expect that to go down and be eliminated before this fiscal year is over. Our staff has been cut to well under half of what it used to be, and that was with us, you know, keeping staff so that we would be ready to reopen when that opportunity presented itself.
And therein lies what I was talking about. It's the people. And as difficult as it is to lose money and to be uncertain about the future, having to touch people's lives in that way as a manager, Russ, has to be extraordinarily difficult.
Oh, yes. And it's difficult for a manager, but it's much more difficult for the people that aren't able to work because we just don't have work for them. So the stagehands, the front of house staff, you know, the people that make the movies and the plays and the concerts happen are so badly affected. And it's just heartbreaking. Very, very heartbreaking.
Well, we have spent some time today reflecting on the year 2020, and there will be plenty of opportunity when we get together on New Year's Eve Day, and we will talk about what 2021 may bring and what our hopes and aspirations are for the new year and beyond. Sound good, Russ?
Yeah, absolutely. And please know, although this year has been very, very tough, it has provided us the opportunity to do virtual cinema. And you can go to the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org, and there we've got about 36 movies, including about 8 holiday films. So there's still lots to watch. And thanks to the community for all their support.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chats on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.
Merry Christmas, and see you at the movies someday.